Mike Avery is the host of Michigan Outdoor Magazine. You can hear that program right here on 1320 WILS, Sunday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great on this beautiful rainy morning because it's still raining where I am.
Well, I was on your website and you had a quote in there, which was kind of fun because I kind of agree with you with what I'm doing. You feel that you're the luckiest guy in the world. You're doing exactly what you want to be doing to make a nickel.
Yeah, I am. And that's boy, there aren't many people in that position, so I feel pretty good about this. I've been doing outdoor television for more than 25 years, outdoor radio for more than 20 years, and now this fall, making the change, I'm getting out of television completely to concentrate on the radio show and the podcast.
Now, why are you getting out of TV?
Well, I could make up some fancy answer, but the truth is there's no money in it anymore. It's become oversaturated and overpriced, so radio is the way to go for me these days.
All right, tell us about Michigan Outdoor. Now, didn't this start out as a magazine?
You know, it never did, and it's kind of unfortunate that the name Outdoor Magazine is in there because people automatically think we're a magazine. We're not. Years ago, I don't know how old you are, but you might remember the old PM Magazine show that was on broadcast stations across Michigan. I was working at Channel 5 in Saginaw in the news department at the time. And when they agreed to let me go out and do an outdoor television program, and we tried to use the magazine title to tie in with the popularity of PM Magazine, but of course that's long since gone, and all it does now is confuse people.
All right, now there, as you mentioned, there's a lot of TV and radio and magazines out there about outdoors, and especially Michigan Outdoors. What makes your show different?
What makes my show different is, I think, my experience, the fact that I've been doing this so long, the fact that I don't pretend to be an expert. I consider myself a passionate observer, a passionate participant, and I think the reason I am on the air these days is to promote the history and tradition of the outdoor lifestyle here in the great state of Michigan. I think even in Michigan, where hunting and fishing are so ingrained in our state's psyche, that way of life is in danger from within and without, and I'm doing my best to make sure it continues.
Why is it in danger?
Well, the obvious blatant threat from the outside is the anti-hunting, anti-gun, anti-fishing, anti-trapping, anti-meat movement. But even from inside, hunters are getting a little bit more complacent. Our group is getting older. We're not recruiting the number of young hunters and anglers into the sport that we used to. And unless we get busy and promote this sport in our own ranks and to people in our own families and social circles, we could slowly die away without any help from the outside.
So are you saying back in the day we used to promote this way of life to kids more often and we stopped? And if so, why do we do that?
I think a lot of it is society and the different activities that kids have now to be involved in. I mean, I hate to go back to the, you know, old guy when I was growing up, but I'm an old guy. When I was growing up, all I had was high school sports and hunting and fishing, and I worked around the house or worked around the farm. There wasn't the internet. There wasn't cable TV. There wasn't satellite TV. There wasn't cell phones. There wasn't texting. There wasn't all this other stuff that draws kids in all different directions these days.
Well, I'm going to try and help you out with that. I'm not an outdoors guy. To me, roughing it is no chocolate on the pillow.
I can relate to that, too.
But as someone who comes from a fatherless home, what I've tried to do to my kids is expose them to this. And so we have some friends who are avid hunters and outdoorsmen and own farms. And so I get them out. As a matter of fact, the wife and I were contemplating getting the boys BB guns to start to trying to hone their shooting skills and their aiming skills and whatnot. But I figure, you know what, they need to make the choice for themselves whether they want to go outdoors or not. And they like going out and getting dirty. And even though I guess I would consider a city folks, there's a lot to be gained by being outdoors.
Well, I tell you, I think you are very insightful there, and I congratulate you for being a great dad there. I think that's a wonderful way of looking at things. And even in Michigan today or in families today, I don't expect every family to be a hunting or fishing family. All I ask is if your family chooses not to participate in those passions, those ways of life, that you would at least be open and accept that there are others of us who do want to. You know, we don't have to all hunt, but if you don't hunt, please don't tell me that I don't have the right to hunt either.
All right, hunting season's coming on, coming up. That's why I wanted to get you on the program. What's the herds look like in the Lower Peninsula as well as the Upper Peninsula? And I'm going to ask you where the hot spots are going to be to go.
Well, I can't tell you where all the hot spots are because I'm saving some of those myself. You know, the thing about deer hunting in Michigan, it is such a personal activity. You know, the DNR can come out with all these forecasts about how big the herd is and how big the bucks are going to be. But the truth is, if the stump you sit on in the back 40 or behind your house or the local state game area, if you see deer, it's a great season. If you don't see deer, it's not a good season, even if everybody around you does. But I can tell you in general the way it's going to shake out again. Once again, the UP is going to see a smaller number of deer than some people would like. Some people will say that's because of wolves, and that's a whole different story. UP is known for some big swamp bucks. No longer is it the destination for downstate hunters like it used to be. It used to be everybody headed north to the UP for 2 weeks of deer camp. Doesn't happen anymore. The reason is the hunting is so good in the southern part of the state. Now, the northern lower, once again, will be kind of hit or miss, but again, southern Michigan, big buck country, farm country, expected to be another great season. If the corn is off by the gun season, that helps tremendously because the deer don't have the cornfields to hide in.
Well, I tell you what, if you come out to where I live in Williamston, there are deer all over. We've got apple trees that I see them at. There is a lot of corn, a lot of cornfields. I wonder if the farmers are going to be getting that down soon.
Here in my neck of the woods, and I live over at the Saginaw Valley, as I'm driving down the freeway right now before this last bit of rain. Farmers are doing pretty good at starting on the corn, so I think it looks pretty good if the weather cooperates for having the corn off by gun season, which of course is November 15th.
All right, Mike Avery, you can hear him here on this radio station Sunday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. from Michigan Outdoor Magazine. Mike, before I let you go, give me a couple of big hints for our hunters to get out and get themselves a buck.
Well, the main thing is you got to get out there. We can do all the talking we want in the world. You can watch all the TV shows, listen to all the radio shows and all the experts. But the truth is, unless you get your rear end off the couch and out in the woods, you're not going to shoot a deer. So my biggest advice, quit talking about it, quit dreaming about it, quit thinking about it. Just get out there and do it.
All right, Mike, give our listeners a website to go and find out more about you.
OutdoorMagazine.tv is the website. From there, you can get to our Facebook page, YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. OutdoorMagazine.tv. Thanks, Tony.